With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All I have to say is that Knicks game with the Sixers last night at the Garden of the World's Most Famous was insane. I mean, you got to be kidding me. 104-101, Knicks steal it from Philly. They had no business winning that game as far as I'm concerned. I mean, look at it. The Sixers shot better, almost 43% from the floor, 36% from downtown. They did have more turnovers, 11-8, but the rebounding was Knicks by 2, 46-44. Now, they've taken the first two in the series in New York, 111-104, and now a three-point win in game two. And the last sequence of that game was crazy. First of all, Brunson shot like crap all night, and then he hits a wing step side dagger three that bounced off the rim, went up in the air somehow, came back down in the net, and it counted, and they were down two at that point. And then the inbounds pass to Maxi, he has trouble with it, falls to the ground, tries to pass it. Hart steals the ball, gives it to DiVincenzo. He misses a three, but Hartenstein gets the rebound. They kick it back out to DiVincenzo, and he buries a three, and they take a one-point lead. Then Maxi drives the length of the court, goes in for a layup to try to win the game, and Hartenstein blocks him off the glass. Ananobi gets the rip and gets fouled, and then he goes down and buries both free throws, and that's how they won it, 104-101. You look at the Sixers in this game, and let's face facts. Embiid was unstoppable, 34 points. He was 12 of 29 from the floor, 2 of 9 from downtown, 10 rebounds, 6 dimes. I will say this, he had the ball last with no time left and shot a long by the sideline three, and it came up short. That would have tied it, but it didn't. He finishes with 34. I mean, Embiid struggled all night running. It's not happening with that knee problem of his. He's dealt with the meniscus. He had the scope. He got it cleaned. He's landed on it in game one poorly and was on the ground, went to the room, somehow played the second half, but was clearly hobbled, clearly struggling with it. And then you saw last night he couldn't run. There were guys blowing by him. It didn't matter who it was. But he still is such a freak in terms of what he does. He gets to the line. He was 8 of 12 from the line. He had a blocked shot, 2 turnovers. He was a plus 3 with his 34 points. But Maxi was the real story. How about this guy? 12 of 22 from the floor in 44 minutes. He hit 5 threes, and a couple of them were deep. He was 6 of 6 from the stripe. He had 9 rebounds, all defensive, 10 dimes, no steals. He had four turnovers. Somehow, inexplicably, he was a minus three, but he had 35 points. Now, remember the key. He drove for the winner and got swatted by Hartenstein. The thing is, with this team, nobody else did jack. I mean, I guess you could give Harris a decent game with 10 points, 9 boards, 3 dimes, a steal, and a block. He was a minus five. Lowry stunk it up. 34 minutes, 2 of 6 from the floor, 2 of 5 from downtown, 2 of 4 from the line. Had a huge free throw miss late in the game. He did have 6 rebounds and 3 dimes, 2 steals, a block shot, 1 turnover. He was a plus 6, but only 8 points. And bottom line, Oubre, 26 minutes. He did nothing. 2 of 7 from the floor, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 blocks. He was a minus 1. I thought he stunk. I didn't think he did anything, and I think Oubre's a lot better player than that. He always does better than what he did last night. I thought he was relatively weak. And then Batum, who's a three-point specialist, he was 2 of 4 from downtown, but he finished with just those 6 points, 5 rebounds, 1 dime, no blocks. He was a minus 6. And then Buddy Hield played 15 minutes, 1 of 3 from the floor, 0 of 2 from downtown. He had 2 points and was a minus 3. Nobody else on that team did absolutely anything. Like I said before, 36 of 84 from the floor, almost 43%. They were better than the Knicks. They were 36% from downtown. They were 72.7%, 16 of 22 from the stripe. And then you look at the Knicks numbers. More guys did things, right? I mean, they really spread it out. Look at these numbers. Ananobi, 37 minutes. He was 4 of 10 from the floor. He had 10 points. He had the 2 clutch free throws at the end to ice the game. 4 rebounds, a dime, and a block shot. He was a plus 1. My boy, white boy Rick Hartenstein, had a huge game. 30 minutes, 7 of 8 from the floor. You got to be kidding me. 8 rebounds, 4 dimes, 4 block shots, 2 turnovers, played with 4 fouls, was a plus 1, 14 points. So impressive, if you ask me. His 14, 8, and 4 were sickening. Brunson shot terribly, as I said before. 8 of 29 from the floor, 1 of 6 from downtown. But that one that he made, somehow on that late wing, somehow prayer that bounced off the rim and went up and then came back down in the bucket, was a miracle. He was 7 of 9 from the line. He had 8 rebounds, Brunson, 6 dimes, 1 turnover, played with 3 fouls, and he was a plus 3. He finished with 24, 8, and 6. And that 3 was gigantic. Now, what about Josh Hart? He's that dirty dog. He plays like a savage. 48 minutes, 7 of 16 from the floor, 4 of 7 from downtown, 3 of 4 from the line, 15 rebounds, 4 on the offensive board, 11 on the defensive backboards. He had 3 dimes, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 2 turnovers, played with 2 fouls, was a plus 3, had 21, 15 and 3 overall, 21 points, 15 boards, 3 dimes. Josh Hart is a freak. And what about Dante DiVincenzo? This guy played 37 minutes, 5 of 10 from the floor, 4 of 8 from downtown, 5 of 5 from the line, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, played with 4 fouls, was a plus 11, had 19 points, 4 boards, 3 dimes. 19, 4, and 3 for DiVincenzo, and the winning 3, which was clutch. After he bricked on the first one, Hartenstein gets it back, kicks it back out to him, and the guy straight out, top of the key, perimeter, bang. He nails the 3 to give him the 1-point lead, and then the 2 free throws from Ananobi were the icer. Bogdanovich had 6. Even Deuce McBride had 9. He didn't play great, but he was 4 of 11 from the floor, 0 of 3 from downtown, 1 of 1 from the stripe. He had a rebound, 2 assists, a block shot. He was a minus 8. Not a great night for Deuce, but it was a great night for the Knicks. 104-101 last night over the Sixers. The thing is, the way Philly played him in New York, I mean, look at both games, if you ask me, bottom line, they could have won either one of them. They lost, you know, by 7. and they lose by three, I have a feeling when they go home, they are going to be a problem for the Knicks. I do not believe for 1 minute that the Knicks are rolling into Philly and are going to just do whatever they want to the Sixers. First of all, there were a ton of calls going both ways in both games. I thought they shafted Philly a little bit last night. I thought they shafted the Knicks a little bit last night. But I have a feeling down two, when they go to Philly now for the next couple of games, I think you're going to see a shockingly different style by the refs. I think the Sixers are going to get a lot of calls. I think Embiid's going to go to the line like he always does, except I think he's going to go to the line even more, get more free throws, have more opportunities. He's going to have even bigger games. He's already been huge. He can barely run, but the Knicks can't stop him, and they definitely can't even begin to try to stop Maxey. Maxey is just going off on them. They have no one that can guard him. He scores at will and does whatever he wants. He is a massive headache for them, and he's going to go off on them in Philly. I think the Sixers are winning games in Philadelphia as sure as I'm sitting here. This is going to end up being an epic series for sure. It may seem like two zip all Knicks, but I think Philly's going to be creeping on them at home.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.